The Proxy Zone, starring Daniel Shaw, written by Gerald Burke. Episode 2, Recap. On our last episode, Donnie thought he was having a bad day. It all began when his girlfriend, Teresa, broke up with him out of the blue.
I'm really looking forward to us moving in together. It's gonna be wonderful.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Except, I'm sorry. I want to break up with you.
What?
I'm sorry, it's just not working out.
After losing his job, all his money, and even his dog, Donnie thought things couldn't possibly get any worse. Oh, how wrong he was. That's when the giant caterpillars attacked. After being rescued by the beautiful, fierce, and enigmatic Lydia Greats...
Hello.
...and fighting a horde of zombies... Donnie sought answers from Lydia's team of misfit adventurers, including the genius half-mad scientist and Lydia's father, Malcolm Greats.
Oh, greetings, everyone.
Brilliant punk rock computer scientist, Spike.
Leave me alone, I'm busy.
Former professional surfer turned private investigator, Kevin DeKevin.
Sup, brah?
And the feisty Scottish team leader who just wants to get the job done, Duchess Fallbrook.
Hi.
Will Donnie find the answers he's looking for? Join us this week as we go into the laundromat.
Spike! Oh, Spike!
Get out!
What the hell is that?
Get out!
Who's there?
It's me! Donnie!
Who?
You know, the computer programmer. We fought zombies together, like, literally yesterday. So, pretty recent.
Oh, yeah, the noob. Do not come down here.
Yeah, no, I don't plan on it.
Get out.
When Kevin asked, hey, could you get Spike for us, he failed to mention...
Get out.
...the haunted dungeon part.
It's not haunted. It's just something I set up to deter intruders. This is... my space.
Okay, got it, yeah. Noted.
So, computer programmer Donnie, what does Kevin want?
There's a briefing in 10 minutes. He said you should probably be there.
I'll be up in a couple minutes. I need to get Caligula back in his cage.
Caligula?
My pet rabbit. In a minute, Caligula. Mama's busy.
That was a rabbit?
Of sorts. I can tell by the lack of ascending footsteps that you're still here. Do you need anything else?
Yes. This whole notion of the professor is ridiculous. However...
It isn't ridiculous.
Whether it is or it isn't, do you really think we're in danger?
Extreme danger.
Oh, great. Yeah. That's comforting.
Just know this. Whatever is going on here, it's bad. If the professor is right, our entire world could be torn into, like, a gazillion little pieces.
Yeah, well, after the week I've had, that doesn't sound too awful.
Well, we should head up.
Oh, yeah, please, after you. The sooner we get this over with, the sooner I can go home.
Spike!
Oh, that was...
That was so mean. I loved it.
I'm afraid I don't get the joke.
Kevin set you up. He knew my advanced warning system would scare the crap out of you.
Ah, well, lucky for Kevin, I had nothing left in the tank.
What the hell is that?
Dude, the look on your face is priceless. I could watch this all day. I think I'm going to.
That wasn't nice, Kevin.
Yeah, but it was funny.
Very funny.
Okay, settle down, people, settle down. Now that we're all here, let's begin. A couple of weeks ago, we detected an unusual anomaly. Buildings popping in and out of existence, goat yoga, and, most recently, the ability to travel vast distances instantaneously. So far, we have no explanation as to why this is happening.
Well, let's not forget giant caterpillars, hordes of zombies, and roller-skating gorillas.
Yes, thank you. Donnie is correct. In some instances, nothing is out of the ordinary at all.
That wasn't what I was getting at. Like, at all.
But Professor Greats has a theory. A ridiculous theory.
It is not ridiculous, I tell you. It's the only theory that explains these anomalies.
With all due respect, science dude, no, it doesn't. Alien ghosts. Think about it.
Shut up, surfer boy, and go polish your wave fins.
My wave fins?
Yeah, before I polish your nose.
Oh yeah? Bring it on, punk light.
Thinking you can take me is as dumb as your stupid theory.
Oh, I'll take you on, with no hands tied behind my back.
Idiot, that's not a disadvantage. That's just called fighting.
Yeah, I'm gonna like it here.
Quiet! This is not a debate. I don't know about the rest of you, but I don't plan on sitting on my ass, twiddling my thumbs, and doing nothing. As ridiculous as it is, this is the theory we have. So, this is the theory we work with.
After we noticed the anomaly...
Bro, I thought we were calling it the phenomenon.
No, not anymore.
Cool beans. Anomaly it is.
As I was saying before being interrupted by salt brains here, several days after the anomaly first began, Prissy picked up these readings from the Andromeda Galaxy. After digging deeper, the professor and I discovered a signal buried in the data. It turned out this signal is binary. This is our way into the proxy zone. That's what we call the universe immediately above our own. With a few modifications, I'm confident we can download someone from the proxy zone and finally find out what the hell is going on around here.
Dude, that makes no sense at all. You can't download people. You're stupid, bro.
The simulated theory, taken to its logical conclusion, suggests that the proxy zone...
Cool name, bro.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. From a probability standpoint, this proxy zone is more likely than not just another computer simulation like our own.
Got ya. Oh, no, I lost it, yeah.
I think I can help. Take a highly evolved and intelligent life form and call them Alpha One.
Okay, that's me.
The society continues to develop until they generate computer technology so advanced they create their own simulated universe. Although it's nothing more than a computer simulation, this universe is still governed by laws as natural to them as the laws governing the people living in the Alpha One world. Let's call this simulated world Beta Two.
Okay, that's Spike.
I'm gonna bet your brains in if you don't watch it.
Beta 2 begins to develop until it creates a simulated world of its own. And this process continues on and on until we're left with only one natural universe and a nearly infinite number of artificial ones.
Oh, okay. I'm still not following you, but if Duchess Fallbrook says we go with simulation plan, we do simulation plan. I got you, babe.
Call me babe again and I'll give you a concussion you'll never recover from.
Sorry. Bossy, non-babe, ma'am, lady. Pardon my interruption, but all this science talk is giving me a headache. When do we get to some action? My killy finger is getting itchy.
We're getting to that, Gus.
To download this personality from the proxy zone, we need the right avatar, something we can download the personality into using Prissy.
I'm sorry, who is Prissy again? I'm terrible with names.
Our computer, processor radical in speed and sensory inductive explorations.
Prissy, dude.
Yo, how can I be of service?
Not right now, Prissy.
Sorry, Priss, I was escapulating to the noob.
Escapulating ain't a word, Kevin. Signing off.
Will people stop calling me a noob?
You're a noob, noob. A lion can't change its stripes.
That's a zebra, you imbecile.
This is your private investigator.
Don't be judgy, noob. Remember who gave you those pants.
I promise you that whatever intelligence Kevin lacks in most areas...
Hey!
...was all crammed into two, surfing and finding lost artifacts.
Yeah, I could find a needle in a hay fever.
That's haystack.
I'm also a solid shot, excellent at hand-to-hand combat, love long walks on the beach, and I'm one hell of a driver.
Yeah, I'm sure all that information will come in handy later, Kevin.
Can we please get back to the action? If I sit here much longer, I'm shooting something.
Yes, where was I? Oh, yes, Prissy. Yesterday, Prissy found an avatar that meets Spike's specifications. It's a red suit located here. To enter, we need to use the access point located here.
And that's where my girlfriend lives. Or rather, my ex-girlfriend. Still fresh.
For some reason, probably narrative-related, the access point we need is in the laundry room of Donnie's ex-girlfriend's apartment.
From there, we can enter the sewers and retrieve the avatar.
I warned y'all.
Kevin, will you please take a ghost to the firing range for some target practice?
Sure thing, Fallbrook.
Nice save.
Come on, bro, let's go shoot some replicas.
Ain't the same as zombies, but I'll take it.
We will split into two teams. Spike, the professor, and I will stay here to finish the download, while Lydia, Gus, Kevin, and Donnie will head to the access point. Wouldn't Donnie be better utilized here? After all, he is a computer programmer.
He couldn't handle Prissy.
Yo, how may I be of assistance?
Not now, Prissy.
Okay, just call if you need me. Or if you don't need me, it seems like.
You'll need Donnie's expertise. The laundromat exists in his world, so he'll help you remain incognito until you get to his girlfriend's...
Ex-girlfriend's apartment.
We don't need his help. We can blend in without him just fine. That may be true, but there's still one thing you failed to consider. What's that?
I still have a key to the front gate of her apartment.
Fine, but after you let us in, you're staying back here where you belong. Let us do the saving humanity part. You're not designed for this line of work.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. When do we leave?
We head out in 15 minutes.
All right, I'll be ready. Gus, will you please keep that thing hidden in your coat? You can't just walk around with a gun like that in the open.
We aren't in Texas?
No, this is Connecticut.
Ah, yes, south of Texas.
Remember, I'm here to help you blend in. Around here, I'm the expert.
Dude, being boring is so boring. I'm getting itchy. I can't believe we had to take the bus. I have heard that bus seats can cause itchiness in the nether regions, so that kind of checks out.
Yes, well, an all-terrain vehicle with a fully automatic machine gun sticking out from the back would have given us away, so yes, we had to take the bus.
With the phenomenon...
Anomaly?
I don't see the need for these ridiculous precautions.
Yes, well, Duchess Fallbrook seemed to think it was important for us to blend in. That's where I excel, and let's face it, you guys do not. Which, now that I think about it, that's kind of sad.
Well, we're here, so if you open the gate for us, you can go back to your humdrum life.
Step aside.
Gus, no! I have a key! Take it easy.
No, I need to get in them sewers and start blasting something.
The laundromat is just down those stairs.
Donnie, is that you?
Oh, hello, Teresa.
What are you doing here?
I left something in the laundromat, so I thought I would come get it and return your key.
Thank you, I guess. I see you brought quite the entourage.
Yes, these are my co-workers.
Hello.
How you doing? What's up?
I thought you lost your job.
Yeah, we're his ex-co-workers. Totally sorry for firing you, buddy dude.
Yes, we were here for moral support to retrieve his shirt and then off to happily ever after hour.
Don't you mean happy hour?
Of course. How silly of me.
Happy hour, Donnie, at 10:30 in the morning?
We're gonna get breakfast first.
I see.
Well, Donnie, I hate to break up this reunion, but we have a very important shirt to retrieve.
Yes, the laundry room is just downstairs. So I guess we might as well say goodbye.
Why would you say goodbye?
Oh, he's kidding. We'll be right back, but just in case... Goodbye, Donnie. Take care. It's been nice working with you. We'll be right back with your shirt, and if not, don't come looking for us.
I don't get it. Aren't we looking for a portal to the sewers and not some stupid shirt?
You are so thick.
Thank you.
Your friends seem nice.
Probably the least endearing characteristic they bring to the table, but yeah, I'll miss them.
So...
So...
Are you okay?
If okay was the center of the Andromeda Galaxy and I stood right here, that would be as close to okay as I am now.
I'm so sorry.
We found your shirt.
Okay. Glad to hear it. Hey, Teresa, can I ask you a question?
You want to know why I broke up with you, don't you?
Well, you didn't really give me a reason.
No, I suppose I didn't.
So?
Well, the truth is, I don't know why I broke up with you.
I see.
I'm not saying that to spare your feelings. I really don't know why I broke up with you. I remember sitting there, and I was so excited to move in with you. I mean, I really was. I
I had no plans of breaking up with you at all, but then for some reason I felt compelled to do it, as if an unknown force drove me. I couldn't do anything to stop it. I can tell you this.
Yes? Yes?
I regretted it almost immediately.
You did?
Yes. I hadn't made it halfway down the street when I started to regret it, but when I came back, you were gone.
Well, then why...
Oh, shit!
Donnie, that came from the laundry room.
I'll be right back, okay?
No, don't go down there.
No, Teresa, I have to.
Well, then I'm coming with you.
Dude, what are these things? All I know is they're impervious to bullets.
What's going on here?
We were looking for your shirt when these things came out of nowhere.
They don't do anything except walk back and forth like that. But bro, it hurts like hell when they touch you. Like zip-zap bad stinging, you know? And we can't kill them, no matter how much I bullet them.
So you hopped on the washing machines?
Seemed logical at the moment.
Donnie, what's going on?
Wait, hold on. I know these things. They're Glimlots.
What's a Glimlot?
They're from I feel kind of stupid saying it.
Spit it out.
Well, they're from a video game I played as a kid.
You must be kidding.
Donnie, what are you doing?
No, it's okay. I know how to kill them. You see, you can't take a Glimlot when it's facing you. But if you time it right, you can step on the back of their heads when their back is turned. Jump over the second one, and then... Finish that one, too. This is on level 2.2, see? It's easy.
Oh my god, you did it.
I did. Didn't I?
Good job, Private. I gotta say, not bad for a noob.
Donnie, what the hell is going on here? Who are these people? They are not computer programmers, I can tell you that.
It's hard to explain.
Should I silence the civilian infiltrator?
God, no, no! Gus, put it down!
Donnie... I'm scared.
Yes, I know the feeling, but no, Gus, no.
Yo, dudes, I found the access port.
Donnie, you must come with us.
I don't know what that is, but you cannot go in there. Please, just, let's just get coffee. You know, just you and I, and we can talk.
You know, I really would rather do that.
You can't. Not now. Whatever it is on the other side of that portal, you're the only one who knows what to do.
Donnie!
Look, I'd like to help Lydia, but...
You know what's at stake. This phenomenon...
Anomaly!
...will only get worse. So, we need your help. Please.
Will someone please tell me what's going on here? Glimlots? Strange portals behind washing machines? And this guy is clearly hiding a gun!
Sorry, folks. I'm not good at hiding weaponry. I'm good at weaponing weaponry.
We don't have time for explanations, Donnie. Are you in or are you out?
Donnie, you can't go with these people. Just stay with me. Please?
In or out, Donnie? Time is up.
I'm...
In or out, Donnie? In or out? Will Donnie join our heroes on their quest for answers to the anomaly? Or will he stay with Teresa, grab some coffee, and rekindle their romance? Find out next week as we head into the sewers. Don't forget your gas masks.
What the hell is going on here?
The Proxy Zone reboot was written by Gerald Burke. All voices by Daniel Schall. Music by Sean Rayner. Produced and directed by Gerald Burke and Daniel Schall. If you enjoyed this episode, check out Just Vic, available on Audible or Apple Books. Written by Gerald Burke and narrated by Daniel Schall.